first show of 2018, first show of the year. Hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and this is Sokala Duma's Transfer Rep. We welcome you. Buckle up, tag along, because a lot of the teams will go into a shopping mall looking for human capital, human resources, filling up their trolleys. Some of them will want to offload their trolleys, of course, in search for more money to get a lot of the players that they need to help them alleviate their relegation troubles, to help them go into a top 8, or to help them along their title chase, their title onslaught. We have the help in this show of Sokala Duma's own Masebe Krina. Will talk to us about local transfers, and internationally we've enlisted the assistance of Keegan Kruger, who talks to us about Coutinho, who talks to us about Van Dijk, who talks to us about this and that. So take a log, and I hope you will enjoy the show. Sokala Duma Radio. Right, I'm now joined in studio by the legendary journalist Masebe Krina from Sokala Duma. He does all the beautiful stories that a lot of the teams don't want to be known, because it's transfer related, it's money related, but he and his team do all of the great work that you've been seeing on the website of Sokala Duma. Damaseb, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing, sir?
Compliments of the new year, Baba. I'm very good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, man. To see you guys chasing up stories up in down. Spelele Ntshangase in the bag for Kaizer Chiefs already. Was that a surprise for you? Castro, was that a surprise for you? Who's this other one? Mahlasela, was that a surprise for you?
Yeah. Let me first commend Kaizer Chiefs for the good work they are doing in this current transfer window period. Their fans have been crying a lot on our website. And in the football fraternity in general, saying that their team needs to strengthen. I think their management has listened to them and their technical team by bringing very good players. As for me being surprised by some of the players, I wouldn't say that Mahlasela was a surprise, because we have been reporting all along that they have been interested in the player and they have been trying for him. As well as this other one, Castro, we have been told throughout last year, ever since the beginning of the season, that he wasn't very heavy at Sundowns, and that Chiefs were monitoring the situation very closely. So you would say
you are pleasantly surprised. You are happened.
The only player that I must say that I was surprised with his signing is that of Ntshangase, because
he had recently signed for Baroka.
Exactly. As much as we have always known that they were following his progress, they wanted to sign him, but the moment he signed for Leopards, for Baroka, we kind of all thought that okay
it's gonna be one season, maybe two seasons at Baroka. Exactly. You didn't anticipate that it would be 6 months and all of a sudden
exactly, my man. We thought that it was the end, but yeah, football is football.
And then the domino effect, which brings us to the reason why I invited you here, and we thank you very much for the time. The domino effect is that Castro moves on, Sundowns need to fill in the space, and I believe that you are here to tell us something about Sundowns filling up a space with a striker. There is a striker, a top marksman in the PSL. They call him Brock Lesnar. Some of them call him Hlophizwe. He is linked with Mamelodi Sundowns. Talk to us about that move.
Yeah, look, as much as none of the two clubs have confirmed it, I'm talking about Sundowns and SuperSport United, I'm led to believe, that the deal is as good as done. He will be joining Sundowns in all likelihood. He's a quality player, arguably the best striker we have in the league at the moment. Yes, I know that hasn't been scoring in recent matches, but that on its own has been attributed to a lot of things, including the interest from Sundowns. People are saying that the focus is not there anymore. He's sort of losing focus because his mind is at Sundowns already. So I think it's going to be a good acquisition for Coach Pito Msamane in the second half. You know, they're looking for players to strengthen for Champions League, and I'm sure he's going to be a very, very good player for them going forward.
I seem to remember, though, that when he's always been linked with an away move, and you guys had been reporting, and that is us, Sokola Duma, on the website and on the paper, that Stan Matthews was outright saying that he needs to help us first and then he can go. If he can give us a couple of final or a cup here and there, then he can easily go. I think he may have felt that he helped the club because they went to the CAF Confederations Cup final, though they didn't win. They went as far as the semi-finals in the Telkom Knockout, though they didn't win. But maybe he took them as far as he could, and he feels like at this moment it is time to go.
Yeah. He has done his best. He has played his part. Like they said in the past, like they. Any club, I mean, even their coach, Eric Tindler, has just said it, that any club willing to buy Brocky must come with an offer. If SuperSport is happy with that offer, there's no way they will say, okay, no, we are standing on your way, you are not going. So we know Sundowns, everybody knows, they're not scared to pay. If they want a player and they feel that is going to fit in their system, they go to the bank and pay the money.
And of course, they even went as far as signing an injured player in Obringoma from Cape Town City to show that they really want to strengthen. But we move right along then to the next player, Ukola Mlambo. He was an instrumental player for Bidvest when they were champions of the PSL last season, took him to the MTN 8. He was showboating in the MTN 8, beating Mamelodi Sundowns in the MTN 8 showboating. They won that match by a huge margin, and they went on to win other trophies as well. This year, they won the Telkom Knockout via a goal from Amir Gamal. But Ukola Mlambo, the story, the underlying theme this season has been that he's not been playing as much as he did last season. We know that there are suitors for him. There are clubs that are looking at him at the moment. Those are big clubs in South African footballs. You know more about this story. Can you pave the way for us and enlighten us as to what is currently happening with the player situation?
Yeah, Ukola Mlambo, like you said, he's a very good player. He has done very well at Vets, although he hasn't been there for a long time. Both Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates are interested in the player. Kaizer Chiefs were also looking at him. But the story that we are following closely right now is that of Orlando Pirates, because they are the ones leading the race for his signature. We are following that one because speaking to some of the people very close to all the parties, they are telling us that the two clubs are currently in negotiations over a possible swap deal. We understand that Vets will be willing to part with Ukola Mlambo if Pirates can agree to give them one of their players, Mobara, Abubakar Mobara.
That's quite so ambitious.
Yes,
that is very ambitious, because Mobara is an incredible player.
Yeah. So we are monitoring that one. We'll see how it happens.
It doesn't look like Chiefs are done signing, because Kama Biliot has been linked with a move away from Mamelodi Sundowns, and that is very clear. Whenever someone goes into the last 6 months of their contract without showing willingness to extend from their side, so it breeds a lot of rumors. There is interest from Chiefs, but there is also viable options overseas. Let's look at his options before I let you go, Masebe.
A very top player we are talking about here, Kama Biliot, arguably the best player in the league. Kama Biliot, it's clear now to everyone that he's not going to be at Sundowns next season. We have been saying all along that Sundowns have been preparing for life without him. Chiefs are interested. Any club in the PSL, I'm sure, will be interested in a player of Biliot's caliber. But surely it won't be cheap to get him, unless they can wait until the end of the season when he can
go for free
agent. Yes. Chiefs are interested, but as to whether they will be able to get him, because I don't know, because there's a strong competition there. He's got offers from all over the world, in Africa and overseas. So yeah, it's kind of tricky at the moment, because even the player himself is keeping his cards close to his chest. But yeah, one thing is certain, he won't be at Sundowns as far as the current situation is.
All right, before I let you go, Tamaseps, I need to ask you this. From Bidvest first signing players on a pre-contract and signing Majora from Cape Town City, and a lot of teams signing a lot of players in a very short space of time, even Platinum Stars have been strengthening their squads. Siphelele Ntshanga, such a chief, so we've spoken about that. A lot of these things have happened in the first week of January. Have you seen something like this, where a lot of deals happening as quickly as this? Is that something that impresses you about how teams are, what does it mean about teams and their seriousness to take this league?
Yeah, I've been very impressed. Teams are serious about making sure that they do well in the league in the second round of the season. Obviously, some of the teams are challenging for the league. Some of the teams want to finish in good positions. Some of the teams are trying to avoid relegation. One interesting thing about all of this is that we're still halfway through the month of January. And the transfer window, the domestic PSL transfer window, we know it's only gonna shut at the end of the month. So I'm expecting a lot more deals happening in the coming weeks. And I've been very impressed with how the teams are signing, because they're not just signing players for the sake of it. You can see with Vets signing Majoro, they've been complaining about not scoring. Looking at their situation on the log at the moment, they want to score goals. And it's going to be very interesting. Let's just wait and see what's going to happen in the upcoming
game. And of course, he is a Sokola Duma journalist for a very long time. Masebe has been a major player in the industry. So we thank you very much for your thoughts, and we wish to speak to you in future with some of the deals that will happen in future. Thank you very much, Tamaseps.
Thank you very much, sir. Always a pleasure.
Right, I'm now joined in the studio by none other than Sokola Duma's international journalist, Keegan Kruger. Thank you very much for your time, Keegan. We welcome you here. Something interesting has been happening in the English Premier League. Managers have been fighting. Have you been enjoying that in the first season?
Thanks for having me, Kuleku. Yeah, no, it's been good. It's been action-packed. And the transfer season is hot and hotting up.
Yeah, but I want to ask you, Mourinho versus Conte, before we talk about anything transfer related, that is very entertaining, of course, and for me, I found it very entertaining. What have you made of the spat between the two managers? What is that all about?
I don't know, I feel it's a bit of child's play, to be honest, here on both sides. I think both are trying to get the other riled up. And I think Mourinho's last comments of that whole match fixing debacle that Conte was I wouldn't say involved in, but fell over his head during his time at Juventus. I think those comments sort of sparked this whole thing into a new rhythm, and the Italian has taken things personally. So I think it's pretty much the same old when it comes to Mourinho trying to get into people's heads. And hopefully the next United-Chelsea game is a spicy one.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I saw a lot of the journalists in England saying that Mourinho has met his match now. He's been taking people on with his mind games for a very long time. But then we move right along to the business of transfers. Van Dijk, Coutinho have been the big names in the previous transfer window. You will tell us something about that. But there is something about Alexis Sanchez. He's currently the player of Arsenal FC. He's in the last 6 months of his contract at the moment. We believe, and you have this information, that there's something not clear about his future, where his future lies. Last time we checked, Manchester City were interested. Now there's something new. Tell us more about Sanchez and the Manchester United, Manchester City links.
Yeah, so news broke yesterday that Manchester United has entered the race for Alexis Sanchez, and it's believed to be of a region about £25 million, and they are willing to throw in Henrik Mkhitaryan into the deal. Now, this is quite a surprise, because we all thought that Sanchez is done and dusted. He is most probably joining Manchester City. The only concern is when. Talks that Arsenal will only allow him to leave at the end of June, which is the end of the season. But with the likes of Gabriel Jesus injured, you know, there's a few players like David Silva who's had a bit of personal problems over the last few weeks. There are a lot of talks that Guardiola would want Sanchez in as soon as possible. So City have a great fight for the Champions League as well as the Premier League, which they are pretty which they are cruising right now.
All right, and another player that is has made a lot of noise, or we've been making a lot of noise about him in the past years. And the other noise is the fact that he's proved himself to be a very good player. Plus, he also now gained credibility by sticking with his club in very, very tough times. He was supposed to move on last year, but their club couldn't sign any players because they were banned from signing by FIFA. And he said that he was going to stay with his club, that is Atletico Madrid. And I'm talking about Antoine Griezmann. He stayed, and now the club can sign players. They've already signed Diego Costa from Chelsea, and he's paid his first match, scored a goal, and red carded in the first match. Antoine Griezmann now has options, and big clubs are coming in. Let's talk about his options and the big clubs and the potential teams that he may sign for.
Yes, so Antoine Griezmann still heavily linked with Manchester United. He was expected to arrive start of the season, and obviously, as you've explained now, there were complications to everything. But yeah, the player still has a lot of interest around him. Barcelona are the new boys that are looking at him. And there's a lot of talk coming out of Spain that the player would prefer to actually stay in La Liga and is open to a move to Barcelona.
There's a curveball in this then. Dembele was signed after the record transfer of Neymar to PSG. Barcelona used that money to sign Dembele. They've also now used the money to buy the second most expensive player, Coutinho. They have Suarez, they have Lionel Messi. Griezmann at Barcelona, where would you fit him in? Does the fact, because I asked myself when I saw Coutinho to Barcelona, which was always going to happen, I asked myself, what does it mean for Griezmann? Tell me more about this. What does it mean for Griezmann? Does it mean that the door is now closed for him and he may move on to Manchester United?
I think the door has sort of closed for him since the Coutinho deal has come through. Barca usually play with the three up top, and it seems pretty set right about now. Especially with Coutinho coming in, brings an extra option. But there's a lot of talk that Barcelona are offloading a few more players this season.
Would they offload Neymar? Would they offload Messi or Suarez? Because that's where he would be playing.
No, I think the guys like the De La Feos and that, who's been sort of the backups to the Dembeles and things.
So
like
would
that,
then the would then would then Griezmann be the backup?
I think so. I think he might find. I think there might be a lot of rotation in that front line if he had to make that move. There's reports coming out of England saying that Manchester United haven't given up on him, and the player will be willing to come to Old Trafford if they're willing to give him a wage, which is around £400,000 a week.
Which I should think it makes him the most expensive player in England. It would be the most expensive player in England.
Certainly, that will. So it's really going to come down to the fact that, is this player holding out for a big money move, or is he looking for a footballing move? And it will be interesting to see in the next few weeks what happens in that. The news has gone sort of quiet since the big wage demand has come out in the media. But I can tell you one thing, I don't think that story is going to go away. I think it's going to be something that's going to go right to the end of January. And we'll probably see in the next few weeks what happens when it comes to Barcelona and what they're doing. Because they have signed a defender in recent weeks. And if there is money to splash around, it'll be interesting to see if Griezmann is the player that they want.
All right, and Van Dijk is a Liverpool player. We can confirm that. What other confirmed signings that we don't know of that we could confirm now before we let you go?
Philip Coutinho to Barcelona. That's done and dusted. And we have Francis Coquelin to Valencia. That is done. And
a whole lot more coming up
in the next few weeks. Apparently, there could be a few guys leaving Barcelona. Apparently, Turan is very close to leaving to Turkey, and De La Feo to one of the Serie A clubs could be coming up in the next few days.
All right, that's Keegan Kruger. Thank you very much for your time, Sokola Duma journalist. We appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. And as always, it's always a pleasure to have you along with us in this journey. And there are other available avenues, of course, to hear about these news. The Sokola Duma website is always the best place to be when it comes to transfer news. And also the Sokola Duma newspaper. You can get it every Thursday. From me to you, thank you very much for listening. It's goodbye for now.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.